This is a message from the government about the emergency measures to support the economy during the period of disruption caused by the coronavirus. To help you, your business, and your workers affected, you can apply for cash grants, business rate holidays, statutory sick pay relief packages, as well as the coronavirus job retention and self-employment income support schemes. For information, go to gov.uk/business-support now.
This is a Global Original podcast.
Steve Allen's Little Bit Extra.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Wednesday, the 6th of May. Rumours. Ooh, started yesterday. And for some strange reason, it's escalated. The studio's very messy in here today, honestly. Very messy. Somebody's had coffee cups in here, dripped it all over the place. Not my idea of a clean studio, but it will be in a minute. And, and Stacey Solomon tweets about she's coming off, I think, Instagram for personal reasons, things going on at home. And she goes back in the afternoon, and I think one of her boys is celebrating his birthday. What has there been no mention of? Joe Swash. She comes back in the afternoon, she does another tweet, no mention of Joe Swash. Of course, the rumours have started that something's gone on and they're having a separation. Probably that blooming hair on his head. Don't touch the hair! And you're sort of thinking to yourself, is that it? Or is this typical of the internet that gets so carried away with anything? You know, she was having issues at home. That's all she said. Issues at home. Now, the trouble is, if you play by the sword and you milk media, you know, so, oh, look, here's a lovely picture of us as a happy family. Here we are celebrating a birthday and all the rest of it. The moment it goes, as they say in the business, tits up, is the moment you kind of have to face that you're the one who's milked it. Nobody else has done it. Nobody else forces you to write anything on Twitter at all. But, you know, once you've started telling people, oh, this is our lovely house, this is all the kids with me asleep, and this is a picture of lovely Joe and all the rest of it, to all of a sudden going, no mention of Joe, for a whole day. Now, I don't know what's happened. I mean, I did say, didn't I? And in fact, I've said it on numerous occasions, that because of this coronavirus lockdown, oh, by the way, there's another strain which has emerged in America and in Europe, which is even stronger than the first one. So we're kind of watching that one very carefully. But anyway, so just going back briefly, it's a case of all these people, you know, the Beckhams. Oh, look, here's our happy family. Here we are buying a £20 million apartment. Oh, it's gone tits up. And what do you do about it? Nothing. So they then have to try and salvage it. Now, I don't know what the state of Stacey Solomon's relationship is. I can't think of anything that goes on at home that, you know, if she says there's issues at home, well, you know, she's got children, but no mention of Joe. On the whole day, no mention of Joe. So whether or not that's just... perhaps, I mean, who knows? Could be a ruse. Could be a ruse, couldn't it? It could be one of those things that go, oh, yeah, we're all back together again, so they can get a feature done in OK magazine about, you know, we all got stressed during the coronavirus lockdown, but now we're all right. Could be that. I don't know. But I'm telling you, the rumours, they are rushing around. The Beckhams are trying to do damage limitation. Unfortunately, they've screwed it up again, as per usual. They're not the brightest penny. They're really not. And then Jason Manford, you will find in all the papers today, complaining about being rejected by Tesco. He applied for a job in a bid to join the wartime effort amid coronavirus. And then he moaned about it because he didn't match their criteria. The job had already gone. And I was thinking, wait a minute, you're milking this, Mr. Manford, who enjoys the internet, as we all know. And it's a case of, so you apply for a job in Tesco driving a lorry when there are thousands of people unemployed, you, a seriously rich comedian, and you have the audacity to go there and take somebody's job, and then because you don't get it, moan about it. Shame on you, Mr. Manford. Shame on you. You know, you've got loads of money. Loads of people who'd be applying for that job haven't got any money at all. Really not good enough. But then they write back and go, you know, if you're interested in other opportunities at Tesco, we'll keep your name on file. Of course, all he's doing is just milking it for the publicity. He says, absolutely livid, Tesco. I was only trying to do my bit. I hope the better person got and enjoys the job. I'll be watching. Anybody better than you, Mr. Manford? Anybody better than you? You with your loads of money sitting in the bank and the person who gets the job, of course, they're always going to be better than you. Ridiculous. And then Iceland offered Jason a job after Tesco. To be honest with you, Iceland, I might have to stop shopping in you. If you're seriously giving the job to a super rich comedian as opposed to somebody out in the big bad world who needs the work and who needs the money, well then shame on you as well. Not good enough, I'm afraid. Not good enough. Really. Anyway, back to happier things. Simon Cowell and Lauren Silverman are rubbishing. Another rumour started that Mel B, and you know how free and easy she is with her affections, has been getting close to Simon Cowell. This was a rumour that was put about in one of the papers, as if that's going to be happening. Why on earth would he actually ditch caviar to go for Scrag End? I mean, we all know about Mel B, and we all know her liking for money, because she doesn't have any money. Amanda Holden's daughter, Holly, sparked confusion. She was the one who started it by claiming that Simon and Lauren have split up in a live Instagram thing. She's 8 years old, and already she's spreading malicious rumours. Sort that one out, Amanda. Thank you. Kate Beckinsale says it's ridiculous how it can feel political for women over 32 to have any fun. What age are you supposed to stop having fun? I don't think there's a day goes by where I don't have fun. It depends what your definition of fun is, isn't it? I don't know what sort of... I mean, what is fun? Fun to me is coming into work. Fun to me is doing a programme for 3 hours, having a great time, having some cups of tea, using the toilet facilities, and then going... squeezy stuff, and having a nice time, going home, getting some Prosecco, having a nice dinner or lunch or whatever it is, and watching a bit of telly, or meeting the boss. Yesterday, met the boss, had a nice little catch up. We sort of distance ourselves solar. I sat on one floor and he sat on another, and we shouted through a megaphone because we've got our Radar figures coming up very shortly, and we weren't sure how we were going to be doing that. And also, there's a big company meeting coming up, so we thought what we'd do, it'll all be done on Zoom. And so all the televisions in the office, of which we have many, many, there are 9 floors in this building, 9 floors. It runs from Leicester Square to the Garrick Theatre. It's that big, double building. And all the televisions could be tuned to Zoom, and then we could see. We could watch the boss giving us the rundown and everything, because I like those meetings. I don't go to all of them, because I can't. Sometimes I'm a wee bit tired. But we go back to the thing. So anyway, so I had a lovely meeting with the boss yesterday. He was looking very good, if not casual. I sort of dressed up for it, but doesn't matter. No, he didn't dress up. No, he didn't dress up for it. He's obviously decided on the few days he comes in. But it was all good news, all very, very good news. So that's nice. Rebecca Vardy is demanding a public apology. Do you know, Rebecca, I haven't said this for a long while. Why don't you sod off? Why don't you do us all a favour? Why don't you do us all a favour? You're of no interest to anybody. You're a po-faced old baggage. And she wants an apology from Colleen Rooney. Well, you ain't going to be getting that, are you? Now, this is all to do with... Here we go. Let's dredge it up again from the relics of the Titanic. It's Colleen Rooney. Rebecca Vardy was following Colleen Rooney, but somebody kept leaking stories. And so Colleen decided to delete all the people on there except Rebecca Vardy, put out some fake stories and see if they made it. They did. So she named Rebecca Vardy. Now, as I say, Rebecca Vardy's a po-faced old bag, hardly ever smiles, but they started throwing insults back and forwards to each other. And you don't mess with Colleen Rooney. Have you seen her family? You ain't going to be messing with them. And his family as well. Rebecca Vardy is just a bit drippy. You know, oh, it's me, Rebecca Vardy, again. You know, desperate to try and make something of herself. But anyway, Rebecca is allegedly threatened to sue for libel. And then Colleen says that she will counter-sue for breach of privacy. So it's got to that stage. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't think the Vardy woman has got any money at all. You know, you'd be taking your life in your hands here. So she's reportedly demanding this public apology. I think, you know, because they call her Becky. Her name's Rebecca, OK? She's not Becky at all. She's adamant she's done nothing wrong. And she wants to be vindicated. So she's told her team she wants a public apology. Her team? Was she in a football team or something like that? Poor old souls. Anyway, it sort of just provides a bit of interest in the media, doesn't it? People going, oh, will they really get to be fisticuffs? I can guarantee if there was a fight, Rebecca Vardy would go down first on the canvas, without a shadow of a doubt. Gordon Ramsay's son, Oscar, is 13 months old. He suffers a fall during the family's beachside stroll, and ends up sitting in a puddle, Paul. But of course, kids don't worry about that, do they? Sitting in a puddle as a kid is like the best thing ever. You can get really messy, because then you get to be invited onto an advert on the television, and it's one sheet, and it mops up, and it's fantastic, and you get to do an advert, and you make loads of money. So poor old Gordon Ramsay's been criticised by just about everybody, because they're not isolating where they're supposed to be isolating. EastEnders fans go wild as Keith from The Office makes a cameo on the soap. I don't even know who Keith from The Office is. Isn't that terrible? I only know a couple of them. And Keith from The Office isn't one of the ones that I know. Also, the picture, the new Queen Vic pub finally released. And this is an £87 million set. This is how the BBC waste your money. And you happily give it to them for a load of old tosh at the moment. So they've got flats in there now. The new Queen Vic has a railway line, the square, the usual sorts of things. And the Queen Vic is now visible. Windows are currently being fitted. But it'll just be to accommodate the cameras and everything else. £87 million. Is it worth it? Ant McPartlin and Declan keep up their lockdown pranks as they throw things to each other in a hilarious TikTok skit. Kate Garraway pays tribute to her husband, Derek Draper, after spending her first birthday in 16 years without him, as he's still battling COVID-19 in hospital, bless his heart. Emily Atack parades her physique in a skimpy swimsuit. I thought she was saying only a short while ago, oh, I'm not going to be doing that anymore. Well, don't do it then. Boring old baggage. She's lost a stone during lockdown. Who cares? Who cares? Nobody knows who you are, anyway. You can put your picture up all over the place and go, who's that? Name them. Give you £1 million. Meghan Markle will bake a sugar-free cake. Oh, they're not still milking the publicity, are they? No, it's a royal expert talking to OK magazine. And here they are. Poor old Harry, still got no friends over there. She, of course, has got loads of friends, but, you know, where's it going to go from here? Who knows? There was a rumour she was going to come back here for Archie's birthday, but, of course, because of coronavirus, that's not going to be happening. Do you know, if I get another Jessie Nelson story, I've decided I'm just not remotely interested. A total old has-been. Put your clothes on, stay in the kitchen, go into lockdown and shut up. Russell Crowe, apparently, was nearly mauled by a tiger during the Gladiator filming. I thought it was all green screen. I didn't think there were any live animals at all. His character was called Maximus Decimus Meridius. How pretentious, honestly. Maximus. But he was nearly mauled by a tiger. So, I mean, to be honest with you, I thought the film was the biggest pile of rubbish I'd ever seen. And the tiger, he said he had to face off with it. So obviously perhaps they had one tiger. Here, come here, pussycat. And then the rest of it was what they call it, CGI or something like that. Leanne Pinnock. Oh, blimey, another one from Little Minx. Why don't they just... I'm having nothing more to do with Little Minx. Don't start me now. Oh, God, here we go. Who is the most desperate person apart from Rebecca Vardy and Christine McGuinness? And it's the case of, oh, look, here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Look at me. Look at me. Who am I? I'm nobody. Hurry. Gemma Collins? No, I mean, she doesn't even count. She's not even in the world of celebrity. She's just in the world of somebody sort of breaking the lockdown law. No, dreary old Lizzie Cundy. And Lizzie Cundy was sort of staying fat. She told her fans she was staying positive, just like partying on her own. That's your life, isn't it, really? Poor old soul, honestly. What it must be like when you look through the sort of the trashy tabloids and there's your picture again, but they don't even bother putting pictures in anymore. Ryan Thomas shares an adorable selfie. They're all adorable, aren't they? His son, Roman, is yawning. That's what they do, kids. It indicates they're tired. You know, oh, people do it around here. The Steve Allen show's just started. Oh. Ooh. You know, producer does it all the time. All the time. Alex Brooker reveals he's turned his office into a pub to film the last leg during lockdown, and it's named after Craig David. I like Alex Brooker, actually. I like Alex Brooker. Also, Joe Wiggs. His wife, Rosie, is a Page 3 girl. Oh, well, she is. I wonder where we've seen her before. Where we'd seen all of her before. But she's returned as the hottest supply teacher. Oh, God. Oh, look, Gemma Collins. Posing in a chic polka dot dress. God, I didn't know they made it in that size, but they obviously do. Tent size. She's broken the lockdown rules to visit on-off boyfriend James Arge. And I mean, to be honest with you, two talentless people, you know, in the same room. And then, of course, Gemma did her fake crime. I want to see my mummy in lockdown. And then she happily gets in the car to go and see James Argent. You'd have thought, actually, first port of call would have been your mother. Stacey Solomon, they've got the Stacey Solomon story in here. Reassures fans her sons are safe and well, but admits there's lots going on at home. What the hell's that mean? You know, I mean, she's sort of not the most exciting person in the world. She's quite sweet. And what you see is sort of what you get. But there's no mention anywhere, no mention of Joe Swash. You don't think Joe Swash has wandered out of the nest, do you? Do you think she's finally got sort of fed up with the fact that every time she wakes up in the morning, she looks at the candy floss shoved on his head and then he puts the cap on and then all of a sudden it becomes Joe Swash or he puts his fake tan on. She got the job, interviewee, mentored by Meghan Markle over video call, landed an internship after the one-to-one with the Duchess. This was somebody taking part in a prep set. I don't even know what this is about. I've got no idea. Video call. And Meghan Markle was mentoring this person. Who cares? What, Meghan Markle, the actress from Suits. And that's it. Dreadful, really. Joe Wicks's baby son is called Marley. Cute. They've got such cute faces, children, haven't they? I sometimes think maybe I should have had children years ago. And then I thought it's a bit late to do it now, isn't it, really? I'd be like Elton John, you know, decrepit and wandering about. Holly Willoughby admits she's upset. She's unable to visit her newborn niece due to lockdown. But don't worry, you will be able to. You will be able to. At least you're not like the attention-seeking Gemma going, I want my mummy. Daniel Radcliffe returns to Harry Potter's world to narrate the first chapter of the Philosopher's Stone for Lockdown Initiative. While David Beckham and Eddie Redmayne also set to read. David Beckham? The cat sat on Hogwarts? Hogwarts, David. The cat sat on the... He's never going to get through it. There's going to be more edits in that programme. I don't think David Beckham can speak, let alone read. It's, I mean, it'll all be big words, won't it? Dumpledore. No, Dumbledorf. The cat sat on the front of Hogwarts. And, oh, God, David. Can we get somebody else who can read? Oh, blimey, honestly. Catherine Tildesley. Another show-off. Every 5 minutes, another dreary picture of her. Forever, they're going to be going, the former Coronation Street actress, because it ain't going anywhere else, is it really? And so here she is, in the garden, posing on a swing. That's for children, dear. Oh, wait a minute, you're all right, you can stay on it. So it's all, you know, done, isn't it, really? Denise Welsh admits that staying sober in lockdown has been her toughest challenge yet. I spoke to somebody the other day who admits that they are drinking more in lockdown. I said, I'm not sure if I'm drinking more or I'm drinking less. I've got no idea. Here we go. Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Oh, God, Sarah Ferguson. The oldest looking 60-year-old. What on earth has gone wrong with her? Why is she not making any effort? They were saying, oh, it was lovely looking at her lovely furniture. You go, she's living in Andrew's place. It's not hers. She's sponging off him. She hasn't got her own place. But she's announced that Jack Whitehall's parents will be reading her daily children's story. Oh, God. So... Father Whitehall and Hilary Whitehall. Story time with Fergie and friends. They must be a bit limited, mustn't they, really? Nadia Sawala admits she finds her grey hairs depressing. Well, you want to work with my producer? I mean, God, even somebody said to me the other day, said, what's going on with his hair? I said, what do you mean, what's going on with it? What's going off with it? It's gone all... It's just completely stick of the dump. But she saw her naked husband in lockdown. That was the first time she saw her husband, Mark Adderley, naked in the kitchen. Oh, dear. Don't people see that? Mind you, I did talk to a couple some years ago. Well, actually, it was a woman. And she confessed that her husband, and she'd been married about 45 years, had never seen her naked. Isn't that amazing that people don't sort of wander about naked? Because mainly, most of us just don't look good with no clothes on. Holly Willoughby is caught trying to order lunch for herself and Schofield on this morning after they ran out of time during the break. What is it about people who have to eat during the programmes? They do it on radio. Breakfast turns up from the... Oh, I was up in the canteen yesterday. I was the only one up there. It's all been decorated, so it was all... We're all social distancing. And I had 3 sausages. I had 2 rashers of bacon and 2 hash browns. And I'd eaten most of it coming back down in the lift. It was delicious. I hadn't had my breakfast up in the canteen for a long while, and I thought I would go out there because the producer had gone home. Too bored to hang around. And so I went up there by myself. I actually managed to do that. And I was quite... But I'd eaten 1.5 of the sausages before the lift had arrived. I don't care. Afterlife creator Ricky Gervais insists he wasn't bothered about sending award-winning Annette Crosby 86 awkward lines littered with the C word. I love Annette Crosby. How do you pronounce X-A-E-A-1-2? Social media baffled about how to say the name of Elon Musk and Grimes' new son. Amid speculation, the boy's named after a secret CIA spy plane. What's the matter with these people? Are they completely mad? I thought it was bad enough with Harper 7. Sounding like a can of lager. Aston Merigold surprises his pregnant fiancée, Sarah Lou Richards. Just Sarah Richards, OK? With a virtual baby shower as the couple prepare to welcome their second child. Yes. They're apparently going back in the studios, aren't they, or something? Or going on tour. Can't think of anything worse, really. Alex Mighton from Made in Chelsea forced to re-watch the iconic episode where Binky Felsted... Hello, Binky. All right, love? learns of his infidelity, and Sam Thompson looks unrecognisable. Yes, I know. They're all peculiar, aren't they? The other day, it was the bleach blonde one, the one who's now got the fake hair stuck on his head, from he's one of the oldest members of the cast, and Spencer Matthews. He said, "I've now lost my best friend. He said, I don't want to talk to you ever again." I thought, oh, honestly, tantrums already. So exciting. And, I mean, Spencer Matthews is about as drippy as they get in this these early episodes. And it was also the first appearance of Georgie Toftoffolo, who enjoyed a sushi lunch. She was quite sweet, actually, when she came in. She was very sweet. Very sweet. Giggling Amanda Holden narrowly avoids a more wardrobe mishap when a gust of wind blows her wrap dress. Not for me. Outside the Heart Radio Studios, which is global. And Laura Whitmore transforms into a presenter. Sorry, no. That would be an impossibility. Transforms into Princess Leia as her fiancé, Ian Sterling, punching above his weight. Hosts a Zoom watch along Star Wars for her 35th virtual birthday bash. How lovely. A pokey little flat. I'm always worried about people who drape fairy lights over the walls. Most peculiar. And finally, Nothing Will Stop Countdown. Host Nick Hewer reveals the game show will hopefully be up and running again in June amid the coronavirus crisis. Good, because we like it. We like it a lot. And in Coronation Street, the boss reveals Yasmin's harrowing abuse storyline is set to carry on until Christmas, despite hundreds of Ofcom complaints. God, blimey, I must say. Right, I'm just going to sort of... Sorry. Just going to have to just tidy up the studio a little bit. Just sort of wipe up these... Oh, dear, honestly. Look at that. Honestly, that's how easy it was. I've just done that all by myself. Good for you, Stephen. Anyway, listen, we will talk tomorrow. Should we talk tomorrow? I wish you a pleasant day heading towards the weekend. Don't forget, Friday's the bank holiday. God, I'm so good at cleaning. I can't believe I'm this good at cleaning, honestly. I'm so house proud. So house proud. But there we go. I've managed to get it all cleaned up. And I shall do a rude note to somebody saying, next time you put my studio out of kilter, clean it up. Have a lovely day. Don't forget, podcast. OK, and it will be fantastic. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Till then, as we say every day, stay safe.
If you enjoyed this podcast, listen to Steve Allen live from 4 a.m. Monday to Friday and Sunday from 5 a.m.
Today, the world looks pretty different. But already new problems are being met with new thinking. Researchers are using supercomputers to help discover treatments. Retailers are turning to the cloud to restock shelves more quickly. Teachers are using technology to rethink the classroom. It's not all we can do, but it's a start. IBM. Let's put smart to work. See how we're helping at ibm.com/COVID-19/UK.